Section86.com. We're changing the world of podcasting, one show at a time.
Off the Mark has a great announcement to make. Our show is now on Stitcher. Listen to us on your iPhone, Android, BlackBerry, and WebOS phones. Stitcher is smart radio for your phone. Find it in your app store or at Stitcher.com. Stitcher Smart Radio, the smarter way to listen to radio.
86 Productions.
And welcome to another episode of Off the Mark. I am Andrew. He is Aaron. Let's get right into the news. Chavo Guerrero says he will stop watching wrestling if Cena breaks Ric Flair's record. This is not really that big of a news, I don't think. I mean, what do you think?
I don't think it is either, but I think he's just trying to bring to light the fact that he's coming really close, and he's in the middle of his career. He's like the beginning to middle part of his career, so he's got a lot of time left.
Yeah, he does have a lot of time left, but I'm just surprised that he made such a big stink about it. And I understand his point. You know, Flair's been wrestling for 40 years, and that's how many times he's won it. And, you know, Cena doesn't know the difference between a hammerlock and, a wrist lock, whatever. Anyways.
Yeah.
But, yeah, so I can understand his frustration, but I don't think it's really that big of a deal. I do not think it's that big of a deal. So, anyway, so Matt Hardy, though, this is big news. Matt Hardy's house is raided because Ruby Sky called him out.
Yeah.
I can't believe that. So he's been arrested now. It's the third time. And he entered the WWE-sponsored rehab on Wednesday. It's kind of a big deal. This is big, big news. So he does have a problem. And he said he didn't.
Well, I think that everyone here knew that he had a problem. I really do. Here's the issue, okay? Matt Hardy is a wasted talent. He really is, because he could be doing some really great things, and he's not being, discriminated against. He's not being targeted. The fact of the matter is there's something wrong with him. And I really hope, because he has entered rehab, he entered WWE sponsored rehab, in fact. And I really hope that he gets some help there, the help that he needs. I hope that we see a turnaround, because I would love to see him back either on WWE or TNA. And I think that this may have something to do with what happened in WWE. The reason why he hit that glass ceiling is because he was doing stuff that he was not supposed to be doing, in particular drugs. Yeah.
And we got to thank WWE for actually having this. Even though, he was in the WWE for a long time, they're still paying for his rehab, which I got to, that's nice of them to do that. I got to give them credit on that. So Mick Foley accidentally tweets that he will be at Hell in a Cell. That's big news. I'm happy about it, even though it's only in 2 weeks, which doesn't give you a lot of buildup, but whatever.
Which we'll get to in a little bit. But let's talk about this, though. When you tweet, you got to be careful, because it was supposed to be a DM. He was supposed to DM this. I think it was to Michael Cole, he said. But unfortunately, he made a little boo-boo.
Yeah.
So he's going to be there. Because he tweeted then afterwards, oh, I was just kidding, but the interwebs are going to eat this up. What do you think?
I think he's going to be there. I think this is definitely planned. This is basically to get the buzz going. And yeah, he's going to be there. We're happy for him. Definitely. So Steve Austin calls out Orton for being one-dimensional, which I gotta agree with him on. It's a bold thing.
What is he one-dimensional about?
Well, he's basically, how should I put it? I'm trying to think of the best way to explain it. Yeah, he's basically he's not the full Steve Austin. He's like one half.
I wouldn't even say half, to be honest. I'd probably say he's lower than that.
Okay.
The thing is, I agree in a little bit with Austin. I do think Orton does have some work to do. Orton is a talent, and he is the number two in the WWE right now. So, if they work on his character a little bit more and kind of build them up more, I think that he could be the real deal.
Oh, yeah. And I completely agree. So let's move on to the pay-per-view. We had Dolph Ziggler, of course, retains the U.S. Heavyweight Championship in a great match, a great four-way match. I thought the ending was really weird, but whatever. Mm. We'll just go with that.
But he retained. I did not think that he was going to, you know, and I think that's pretty cool that he did. The other thing that was pretty cool, which I think that everyone predicted, was that Mark Henry won the World Heavyweight Championship, his first world title.
ECW.
I don't count that one because that was WWE ECW.
All right, all right. So, yeah, so this is his first one after, what, 16 years of being in the WWE. This is his first championship. It's actually kind of a big deal, you know, for him. I'm happy for him that he finally got it. I'm just wondering, am I right? Is it this going to go all the way to WrestleMania? Daniel Bryan versus Mark Henry?
I don't think that they'd put on a good match, though.
David
I
and
just
Goliath.
Don't.
Do David no. and Goliath. That's what they could do.
I mean, maybe, but I don't know. I would not be very interested in this match.
But see, Daniel Bryan.
Let's move on, though, to the thing that Chavo. Let's move on to what Chavo was talking about earlier, which is Cena. Cena won the title back from Alberto Del Rio.
Which means that they have no faith in Del Rio at all.
They said the reason why they did it is because the Raw ratings dropped significantly the weeks before. So that says something to them about Del Rio as a character.
I don't know about that. I don't know if that's the real reasoning. I think that he just isn't the proper champion. He's one of those guys that he could go for it over and over again, but he should never win. And the fact that he won it, you know, good for him. It's on his resume, but there's no point to it for him winning. I just didn't understand it, but, you know, good for Cena for being, what, the 10th? This is his 10th title now? It's something like that. It's ridiculous.
WWE is 12th world championship.
Jeez. So, anyway, so Triple H wins, you know, of course, beats CM Punk after The Miz and R-Truth and Nash all run in. I figured this would happen. I didn't think that Miz and Truth would do it, but everyone knew Kevin Nash would come in and do his little spot, as you might say.
Everyone knew Kevin Nash was going to be there. I think the thing that people were confused about was that Miz and R-Truth beat the crap out of Triple H and Punk and then put Punk on top of Triple H. And then a little bit later in the match, Andy, I don't know if you know this or not, but Punk was pinning Triple H, and then R-Truth pulled Punk off of Triple H.
What?
Why? Why did that happen?
Who knows? This is...
Does that make any type of sense at all?
No, it doesn't.
No.
This makes no sense. It's ridiculous. Yeah. I think they should just... This storyline, I'm glad for CM Punk because it did something for him, but like the fact that Triple H won, it's just basically he's saying that I beat you in a pay-per-view. That's all he's stating. He just wants to put that on his resume. That's the only reason he did it. Because then he can say, like, you're the best in the world, right? Well, I beat you. Stupid. So, anyways, let's move on to Raw. It's confirmed now. It's going to be Cena, Punk, and Alba Del Rio at Hell in the Cell. Three-way dance for the title. Is this too soon or too late?
I think that this is too soon. I think you have Cena versus Alberto Del Rio here. And then at the next pay-per-view, you have Cena, Punk, Alberto Del Rio. But I don't think anybody is questioning whether or not Cena is going to retain. I don't think anybody is going to question that. If they have the title change hands twice in 2 weeks, what does that title mean? It means nothing. It means abso-freaking-lutely nothing. And that is my biggest problem here. Because you can't give it back to Alberto because he'll hold on to it for a month.
Mm-hmm.
You can't give it to Punk because Punk has another storyline brewing with Triple H. And if they have Triple H wrestling Punk for the WWE title, his ego is just out of control. And I may stop watching wrestling. I may stop doing that.
Wow.
So you have to have Cena retain. You have to have him.
He's going
to
retain, and I bet you it's going to be Kevin Nash coming in somehow and beating up CM Punk. That's what's going to end up happening.
Or Scott Hall.
He'll no-show it. So this is a great question that you have on our sheet. It's, is Morrison getting buried? And that's the truth. He is. It's not is. He is. Why is he? He's getting buried. After they had something huge with him and R-Truth that was brewing, and I said this, you know, shows ago about this. This could have been something big where the both those guys now are main eventers. Now neither of them are main eventers now. And they had the potential of having them as main eventers. And same thing with Miz. They had him as, and so he's getting, I think in a way, Miz is getting buried as well. So I feel bad for John Morrison.
Yeah, I do too. I really do. And I agree. I do think that he is getting buried.
But
now,
who's not getting buried, though?
Is your boy, Zack Ryder. Zack Ryder got ton of Raw love. And he even pinned Dolph Ziggler with the help of Wolverine.
Yeah, Wolverine came in and smacked Dolph right in the face. Knocked him out.
Yeah.
One, two, three. Yeah. And the thing is, I thought that was for the title. I didn't realize it was just a regular match.
I thought it was for the title, too.
Because I was like, oh my gosh, she's the U.S. and Internet Champion. Sweet.
The U.S. Internet Champion. I think that they're gonna try to combine the titles.
There you go. Yeah. Yeah. Yes. They're going to combine the titles. Yeah. But yeah,
this is great. I think that this is really good, and it's something that they need because he got chance like no other.
And Hugh Jackman, actually, he was on Z True Long Island Story, actually. Mm-hmm. I didn't get to finish watching, but he does the intro, which I couldn't believe. So Hugh Jackman, it turns out, he must be a huge wrestling fan.
Or, you know, he's just a good guy, you know, which I'm guessing he's probably a really good guy. He seems like a nice guy in real life.
Well, he is, and he also has been married to the same woman his entire career, and he's never cheated on her. And they live in the same place. It's really weird. Like, they still live in New York.
Whoa. That is weird. Because, let's face it, in Hollywood, that doesn't happen very often.
Yeah, and I guess he's had people throwing themselves at him completely, and he's just kind of like, nah, that's all right, I'm married. So, give him credit. Wolverine, you know, he's very loyal. So Triple H, he fires R. Miz, which I thought was hilarious. Mm-hmm. I don't know what to say about this. I mean, where do you go from here?
Well, are they going to be back this Monday, Andy?
Well, of course. Or they're going to make it so CM Punk loses. You could.
Maybe not that. But they will be back. And I bet that they're going to have a match at Hell in a Cell involving Triple H.
Yeah, definitely. Somehow they'll have to throw him in there just because. And the other thing also that I don't like the conspiracy angle thing. I mean, why is this going on? I just don't get it.
Well, is it necessary? No, it's not. It really is not necessary. This is something that they're doing because they think that it's going to intrigue people. And it is a little intriguing, but it's not as intriguing as they're expecting it to be. It's not going to be a storyline that they're going to have go on for months and months at a time. And the other problem, too, is that they are trying to play this out. And we still have no idea who the anonymous Raw General Manager is.
He hasn't been around for a while.
And you know what? Yeah, they haven't been talking about him at all, okay? So is this going to be another thing that just goes the way of Mae Young's hand?
Yeah, that's all it's going to be. This is ridiculous. I mean, you think that this is why I don't understand how you work. They say they work like 68-hour work weeks, and then they come with angles like this. They just don't finish them. They should have a flow chart and saying, okay, we need to finally finish this angle. You know, and then maybe bring it back because I'm still mad about this or whatever. It's ridiculous. So we just need to move on to SmackDown. And looks like they're definitely going to be building a Cody Orton feud, by the way. I couldn't believe that Cody went over on Raw cleanly, which is unbelievable.
Well, it wasn't clean, but
it was close enough.
But it was as close to clean as he'll ever get a win over Orton.
Exactly, because Daniel Bryan and Christian will never get that over Orton.
No. I don't know if they're building this or not. I don't know if this is going to sell anything. It doesn't really make a whole lot of sense. Neither does the Daniel Bryan Sin Cara feud they have going on, because he loses to one of the Sin Caras. I don't know which one it was.
Well, you can tell because the one is actually a little bit shorter and thinner. The other one has it's like a muffin top on him. That's the only way. That's the only way. And the thing is, my wife knows it. She's the one who pointed it out. She's like, well, that one kind of has a muffin top and that one doesn't. And that one's shorter. I'm like, okay, well, that's the real Sin Cara then.
Yeah.
And plus one's a heel, one's not.
I don't know. You know, the point here is, though, Daniel Bryan's getting no love either. Daniel Bryan and Morrison, they probably would be best used elsewhere. And by elsewhere, I mean TNA. And by TNA, I mean Ring of Honor.
and in Ring of Honor, I mean bring back WCW. So anyway, so Christian gets his next title shot, which is a joke, and it's a lumberjack match, and he loses. That's about
it. And it was pointless. And they have no idea what they're doing with him. No idea whatsoever.
And if you want to complain about it, you know what you need to do?
I don't know, Andy. Why don't you
you should
me?
Get a blog over at HostGator. Are you a blogger or a podcaster and you're not happy with your web host? You should check out HostGator.com and you're going to find web hosting made easy and affordable. They offer unlimited disk space, unlimited bandwidth, and one-click script installs with a freestyle builder and in the best control panel out there. Stop by today and try a free demo to see how easy it is. And if you use special coupon code OFFTHEMARK, you'll save 25% off your web hosting packages. What do you got to lose? Check out HostGator.com and take a bite of your web hosting costs. Impact Wrestling. Hogan claims he isn't cleared to wrestle Sting at Bound for Glory. So does this mean he is retired?
Nah, it's going to be an angle. You know they're going to wrestle. You know they're going to wrestle. Because, I mean, Sting even was fighting with him about that. But my question to you, Andy, is this match going to do anything for you?
No. Don't care. I could care less.
I wouldn't care about this match even if it was 5 years ago. You know? I think that
maybe
you
10.
Do this.
Maybe 10.
When they did this in 97, you know, that was perfect. It was, you know, Hogan still,
right.
You know, yeah, he was on the downturn of his career, but he was still pretty high up there in the 90s, in the late 90s, okay? Still pretty high up there. Mm-hmm. And Sting, you know, Sting still was in the highlight of his career. So then it made sense. Now, when they're both in their 50s,
mm-hmm.
You don't have this type of a match, you know?
Exactly. It's completely messed up. You know, good. You know, hopefully he's done. I really hope so. So Austin Aries defends so the X title against Jesse Sorensen, which I like Jesse, dude. I think he's still sloppy, but he still can do stuff that once he perfects all of his moves, yeah, he's gonna be something.
I think he's kind of a no-name type athlete, you know, like he's like an everyman. Like he just looks normal.
He does.
And so I don't.
He reminds me of Amazing Red, though, because when Amazing Red came out, all he did was lose every single match. Every single match he'd lose.
But Amazing Red has charisma. This guy is kind of, I don't know, they went to the corner store. They're like, hey, you working behind the counter. You want a wrestling match? All right, we'll put you in one.
Yeah, I guess you can say that.
That's the way I feel about it, but I'm surprised because he won a number one contenders match, and that was pretty quick to have it come up like that. So,
oh yeah, very quick. So Daniels and AJ Styles, of course, are looking to have one more match because, of course, AJ slipped on the ropes. Daniels came over 1, 2, 3. That was it. That's how he beat him. And of course, we heard last week.
I actually like the fact that they did that because makes it look like he actually legitimately messed up.
Like he botched the move, and they had to call it short. And I like the fact that then, you know, when they're in the ring with Bobby Roode, he's like, and that's like when I beat AJ Styles. You know, I thought that was hilarious. And I thought that what they were doing there is going to be good. The match itself is going to be great. I'm glad they're doing it at Bound for Glory. It's going to be a great match. I can't wait for the pay-per-view. I really can't. It's going to be a good one.
It'll be a great match. My problem, though, is really more the build-up to it. Because what are they actually wrestling for? It's who's the better member of Fortune? You know, who's better between us two? I don't know. I don't care for that type of a build-up. The match, though, will be great. It'll be a really great match.
Looking forward to it. So, Angle and Storm go to a no contest due to interference. Yeah. Could care less what Kurt Angle's doing. Because he's going to keep the title.
You think so?
Oh, yeah.
I can see him losing.
No, he's going to keep the title. I can just tell. I mean, it just seems exactly what they're going to do. Angle just gets the title. They're going to keep it on him for a while because. Because what are you going to do? What are you going to do with beer money then?
Well, you're going to not have him be there anymore. And so you have him. You have Roode with a good singles run, and then you bring back beer money after the singles run. I think that's something that you can do. But I like the build-up, though. I do like the build-up they've been doing with Roode and Angle so far. It's actually been worthwhile, and I'm glad they're doing it with Roode and not, you know, that one, you know, what's-his-face. I can't even think of his name. Crimson. With that guy. Because I'm sorry, but I don't care for him at all. He's boring. He's one-dimensional. And I hope he doesn't come back for a while. But he will.
Yeah, definitely. But I'm actually excited. I'm wondering if this is going to end up breaking Fortune up, too. This could be the start. You never know.
I'm okay with that.
So anyway,
Andy, I have a top five. Last week I did top five reasons to to break up the brands. You know why you should combine them. This week, I'm going to tell you why you shouldn't combine them. And Andy, I would love your input on each and every point.
Okay, all right. Number five.
More champions. With this, when you have more champions, here's the thing. Okay, and this is a good and bad thing. You can then pass around the Intercontinental title because you have, you know, more people who can go for it. The U.S. title, more people can go for it because, you know, the mid card is made up of only like five people then. So you can pass it between these five people. It's so easy, you know. And then, of course, you had the multiple tag team titles. You had Cruiserweight. You had a Divas and a Women's title. You had a Divas and a Women's title. And let's face it, how many women were there? There were like 10, you know.
Exactly.
So you had a lot of champions.
You had a 20% chance of having a title if you're a woman.
Yeah, pretty much. So that's one of the reasons.
All right.
Another reason is that you'll have more Money in the Bank winners, which means you'll have the briefcases, you know, to pass around. So you have the Raw, you know, winner, and you have the SmackDown winner. And so you have, you know, that sense of uncertainty. When is Alberto going to cash in? When is Daniel Bryan going to cash in? That type of thing.
True. I almost wish they'd also have the cash in. I think they should have, like, one year where, like, you have to choose the pay-per-view you're going to wrestle the guy at or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
That would be also kind of awesome and also kind of weird, but...
Oh, yeah, I hear you. Now, number three, different shows. And this is why you don't combine. It's because you have different shows.
All right.
And so like, let's say the brand split is real, which it isn't right now. Cena is only on Raw. So if you are not a Cena fan, you can fast forward over his parts and watch the other stuff, or you can just watch SmackDown.
Mm-hmm.
And if they really did and I think they wanted to do this, but they didn't do this properly. But if you branded the shows to be very different, then number three, different shows, huge deal. You know, you have SmackDown as a certain type of show and you have Raw as a certain type of show.
Mm-hmm.
So that's my number three. Number two, mid cards are a focal point of the show because you only have a couple main eventers on
Correct.
Raw and you only have a couple main eventers on SmackDown. So you have to rely on your mid card.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to rely on Ziggler and Zack Ryder and Jack Swagger and, you know, R-Truth. You have to rely on these people because they're going to be your bread and butter. They're going to be the people that will be remembered. So that's my number two.
Mm-hmm.
Number one reason, feuds will be forgot about. For example, Rey Mysterio and Punk had a huge WrestleMania feud last year, but it was on SmackDown. It was a SmackDown feud, and then they're both on Raw, and guess what? They have a new feud on Raw. So the biggest reason why you don't combine is because of this. You can just move people back and forth. People forget that Cena and Orton have wrestled multiple times before.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
People forget about that, yet they're talking about having that be a WrestleMania main event match. All right? They've already wrestled multiple times.
One's on Raw, one's on SmackDown.
Yeah. So it's not like that. This is even necessary at all. Same thing with Triple H and you know, Cena. They wrestled so many times, yet they put them in – they main evented pay-per-views, you know? So that is the number one reason is that from a business standpoint, you can do that type of stuff.
Oh, yeah. No, and I think you're right, dude. Sounds good, dude. I agree with your list. It's very, very good. So – that's all the time we have for this week's show. If you're into the Twitter, you can follow the show at OffTheMark86. I want to thank NE6 Productions for hosting and editing the podcast, and I want to thank our listeners for taking time to download and listen to the show. And until next time, we'll see you in the ring.